Live from the StubHub studio, checking in on the star phone this morning. A guy known as the love interest in my big fat Greek wedding.
Well, the husband.
That's the love interest. You hope that's the love interest. And Carrie's love interest in Sex and the City, too.
Dayton, yeah.
Please welcome John Corbett to our program.
Hey, John. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I feel like I'm on a talk show and you played me on with my favorite Billy Joel song of all time.
Aw, that's good to hear.
That's good. You know, there's
a Billy Joel's old lady.
I mean, yeah.
You were out all night, popping your mouth off. Then you wake up in the morning, you got to hear Billy Joel just ranting at you. Yeah, big mouth. You got your trap.
He can use all his songs. That's right.
You know what's funny? You're a lot closer to the inspiration behind that song than you know, John.
Really?
Tell me. I don't know.
He went to dinner with Mick Jagger and his wife at the time, Bianca.
Was she a big? Is she the big
and
mouth?
They had a. They were. I guess there was some wine going on, and there was an argument. And I guess Jagger said something like, "You think you're a big shot, don't you?" And Billy wrote it down and went home and finished the song.
Oh, that's some great. I never knew that. Yeah. I love that.
He thanks, now you can share that.
He thanks Mick Jagger for the inspiration, or maybe Bianca on that. So you actually grew up in West Virginia?
Right, Wheeling, West Virginia.
Beautiful town. I've actually been there, amazingly. I love
and
that.
Coincidentally, in a Billy Joel song called The Ballad of Billy the Kid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was on his first big album. He had one before.
Yeah, the first lyric is, in a town known as Wheeling, West Virginia.
Well, this is a music guy, Scott.
You have your own band, right?
Yeah.
I do have my own rock and country band for 12 years now. Yeah.
Wow.
How much do you get a chance, how often do you get a chance to play?
We've probably played about 10 shows this year, but in 10 years, we've played about 700 shows.
Really?
Wow.
You've been busy this year, huh? Is that why?
Yeah, I have been. But, four or 500 seaters, joints, we play B.B. King's here in New York and the place called The Cutting Room, joints like that.
I love The Cutting Room.
Yeah.
Now, what's the most popular song that your go-to song that you want to play when everybody's up and at them?
There's a Dr. Hook song called Cover of the Rolling Stone that we rock up pretty good.
I love that song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Got a freaky old lady named Cocaine Katie.
Embroiders up all my jeans.
Yeah.
Now,
we better talk about your movie.
No, I want to ask him one quick question, though. I know that your sweetheart is Bo Derek, and you guys have been together a long time. Is she a big fan of your music, or does she stay home when you hit the road?
Oh, that's a hard question to answer, but I'm going to give you the honest answer. Being from Wheeling, West Virginia, I grew up about 5 miles from that wonder kind Brad Paisley. I love country music.
Right.
She grew up in Redondo Beach. She likes classic rock and roll. She doesn't really like country music that much.
So she puts up with you, and she puts up with the music anyway.
That's the answer. Yeah.
Puts up with it. Always fun.
I heard a country song a couple weeks ago. It's pretty funny. It said, my friends say I got a drinking problem, but I got no problem drinking at all.
Good. Is that a country song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forget the guy's name, but it's a great, funny song, too. So, they came to you with this movie, All Saints. And it's coming out, on August 25th?
Yeah, this
soon.
Friday. Mm-hmm.
And it's an unusual story. And I guess you read the script first and you said, I could do this.
It's funny when you say they came to me. What happened was my CPA of the last 20-some years called me up and he said, John, I've never asked you for anything, but I got a buddy of mine who wrote a script and I want to send it to you. And I thought, yeah, no problem. But, secretly thinking, oh, God, one of these again? Okay, here we go. I started making my excuse before I even read it. Damn, if I didn't read about 10 pages of it and thought, this is really good. And when I finished it, I called up my CPA and said, what's the guy's number? And and that's how it went down, man. And within 6 months, we got the money together and we made it. We made it in Nashville, funny enough, right outside Nashville, about 20 miles. And, it's a small movie like some of my favorite movies, like Tender Mercies and Norma Rae, that kind of thing. No special effects, no CGI, but a great story about a little church that takes in some Burmese refugees. It's about to close down, and they saved the church, basically. And it's just a great little tale, man.
And you're the pastor in the
Yeah, and it's a true story.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I play a pastor named Michael Spurlock, who actually is here in New York at St. Thomas now. He got relocated here.
Wow, so that's a big change.
It's a big change from Little Smyrna, Tennessee. But this is a beautiful movie, and you know, we're, for a movie like this, it doesn't usually get a big release, but we're in just about 1,000 theaters, which is huge for a movie like this. So, you know, it's a slow Friday in the movie world, so hopefully we can make a little bit of impact and keep making movies like this, because, you know, if they don't do well, they kind of, these things go away, and it's all superhero movies.
We're talking to John Corbett, the fine actor and band leader, we might add. But, you know, it's a lot different when you get involved behind the scenes in the movie business, isn't it, John?
It is. You know, most of my career has been spent just answering the phone, saying yes or no. And when I say yes, they say it's 4 weeks in Kansas City, starting on this date and ending on this date. And when that date comes, you're done with the movie until a year or so later when it's out and you do a couple days of promotion. But you know, I got my heart and soul into this one. It is different behind the scenes. I'm going to, even though I've been doing this for 30 years, I'm going to head into this direction more and get more involved in the things I do. I like it.
Quick question about Northern Exposure, because that was where I was first exposed to you and have loved you ever since. How much of that was scripted and how much of that was you? Because the way it came off, he was the disc jockey on Northern Exposure, seemed like it came from your soul. And I just wondered how much was just reading lines.
No, it was all the great writers. It was these great, you know, it's kind of like Shakespeare. I'd have to do these two-page monologues.
Right.
That, you know, like if you're doing a long monologue in Shakespeare and you mess up in the middle, you can't start improvising.
Right.
And these things were so well written.
Yeah, it's amazing.
If I messed up, we just had to go back to one. So I spent an incredible amount of time memorizing these long monologues. And funny, we would do four long monologues a show so that they could sort of, you know, string them through there wherever they wanted.
Wow.
You know, when they were editing the show. And I knew that two of them were always going to get cut when I was filming them because, you know, their show could only be so long. And it was a drag to memorize these things for days and days, and you're shooting them, because most of those radio spots were like one take, the camera's panning across the room and I'm staring out the window. And in the middle of it, your mind can wander and you're going, man, this isn't even going to be in the show, and I'm working my butt off.
You know, it's funny that that Patty asked that question, because you're a pretty good actor. She said, well, no, they must have just ad-libbed that thing.
Yeah, because it didn't even sound like acting. It sounded like it was coming from deep inside you. So that's really a tribute to your skill.
Well, you know, the creators of the show liked the fact that I was from West Virginia. Mm. So they said, tell us about some people you grew up with. So they end up weaving in a bunch of characters that I that I grew up with and went to school with, and, you know, my high school principal's name and the dean of discipline. And so they made Chris from Wheeling. So a lot of that felt kind of natural, because I really did get to talk about my past in real life, too.
You know, you mentioned the fact that you're now involved behind the scenes with the production of motion pictures and all that. We did a story the other day about Oprah Winfrey when she first bought a book and got involved in the production of the movie and everything, and she was very excited. The first weekend out, the guy called her on Saturday and says, you got beat by Chucky.
And she, oh, no.
She goes, what the hell's a Chucky? She said, that's when she started getting depressed from time to time, but that was a story. John Corbett, great man, great interview. Thank you so much. The movie's called All Saints, coming out August 25th. Go see it. I think you'll like it. Thank you, John.
Thanks for helping us.
Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Bye.